Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Norbin Pradhan. Advisor for School Education Dr. Kikrilule Yome has emphasized the need for collective efforts to foster a culture of transparency, accountability and responsible citizenship. Speaking at the culmination of the Vigilance Awareness Week organized by Nagaland University Lumami yesterday, Dr. Yome highlighted the importance of vigilance awareness and the responsibility of every individual in promoting transparency and integrity in society. Acknowledging the progress made in the education sector, Dr. Yome cited Nagaland's achievement as the third most literate state in the country and underscored the pivotal role of education and institutions in shaping a just and progressive society. Vice Chancellor of Nagaland University, Professor Jagadish K. Patnaik, urged everyone to remain vigilant and uphold the principles of justice, fairness and integrity. Additional Secretary and Director General of the National AIDS Control Organization, NACO, V. Hekale Jimami, yesterday inaugurated the upgraded Model Art Plus Center at District Hospital, Dimapur. The upgraded center will continue to provide comprehensive, client-centered and stigma-free HIV care, support and treatment services, ensuring uninterrupted access to life-saving antiretroviral therapy. It also aims to promote a welcoming and compassionate environment where every person living with HIV receives equitable and dignified care. A daring attempted armed robbery was thwarted yesterday at the State Bank of India, SBI Chadema branch, Kohima. According to PRO Kohima Police, the incident occurred around 12:30 p.m. when an unidentified male suspect, reportedly armed with a pistol and claiming to possess a body-worn explosive device, entered the bank and demanded cash from the staff. Displaying remarkable courage, the on-duty bank security guards swiftly intervened, recovering the looted amount and seizing the pistol from the suspect. However, the accused managed to flee from the scene before authorities arrived. A case has been registered in the North Police Station, Kohima, and an investigation is underway to trace and apprehend the suspect. Police have urged the public to remain alert and to report any information on suspicious activity that may assist in the ongoing investigation. The GST Bachat Utsav began on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors, benefiting citizens across the country. Today, our correspondent brings a report on how the reduced GST rates in the healthcare sector are helping citizens.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government made significant tax reduction in the healthcare sector. The goods and services tax on health and life insurance premiums, which earlier attracted 18% GST, have now been made completely tax-free. This move is expected to encourage wider adoption of health insurance, reducing out-of-pocket medical expenses for the people, especially middle-class families. The government has also waived off taxes on 33 life-saving drugs used for the treatment of cancer and severe chronic diseases to provide affordable and long-term treatments for chronic illnesses. Under the new tax structure, GST on various medicines and medical equipment such as gauze, bandages, diagnostic kits, glucometers and thermometers have also been slashed to 5%. Talking to the Akashvani News, Pradeep Singh, a pharmacist in Delhi, said that the recent reduction in GST on medicine has provided significant relief to patients.
And East Dimapur Town Council has directed all business establishments and commercial institutions under its jurisdiction that the release of CCTV footage from any private or business premises to any individual or group is prohibited without proper authorization from the competent authority. The council in the release stated that the directive is issued to maintain confidentiality, public safety and legal integrity in handling recorded surveillance data. Unauthorized sharing, distribution or use of CCTV footage will be treated as a violation of data protection norms and may attract appropriate legal action. Further, no individual, group or organization is permitted to sell or distribute any kind of calendar, lottery, coupon or similar items to business establishments within the East Dimapur Town Council area without proper authorization from the competent authority. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.